Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Time now for headlines as we predict what will happen on Sunday as the Packers take on the Vikings at Lambeau Field.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
I'm going to do something crazy.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
I'm going to say kissing cousins, pack bikes tie.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
He missed it again! And we'll end crazy game in a tie. Oh my goodness.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Thank you again to Ryan Longwell, who was blanking phenomenal. And here's why I feel better, not worse. For one, they've got Ryan Longwell on the case. Like, again, I don't pretend to know, well, frankly, I don't know Trey Smack very well yet either, but I didn't get to know Brett Conway, but I can tell you this. Brett Conway wasn't going to have the humility with his signing bonus check taped to his dashboard to talk to Ryan Longwell and say, hey, how do I get whatever the equivalent of Ryan Longwell would have been back then, how do I get this fixed? Secondly, Tausch, you are the golfer. I mean, I know Jesse golfs too, and I certainly don't. But what they always say about golfers is if you're missing the same direction all the time, that's easier to fix than if you are spraying the ball all over the course.
Unless you double cross, which happens a lot too.
I just think that the fact that he has had contact with Ryan Longwell clearly knows what he's talking about. He's not just pontificating or watching YouTube videos on how to put bathroom tile up now. He did it for nearly 20 years in the NFL. And he did it in Lambeau Field, which he didn't make every kick in Lambeau Field. But I thought his explanation was significant. And on top of that, Jesse, and this, I think you may have missed this while you were panicking, but he said very clearly.
Dogs don't seem to be very comfortable back there.
Must be getting a delivery. That he kicked the same kind of a ball at Cal. And that he adjusted it when he got here so he could be successful. And now Trey Smack has someone telling him who has pre-existing knowledge of him and connection to him, helping him learn that this early in the process,
Jason,
as opposed to doing it after missing a bunch of kicks in Lambeau at the start of the season.
Yeah, that's all great. I think the humility part of that's great, but I've said this and you have said this. Don't draft a kicker. They're going to be better at their second spot.
But so, it's too late for that. They did.
Yeah, but you don't have time to go through working through those mechanics. Like, he's going to have to get this, again, according to Ryan. Ryan knows a heck of a lot more about golf and kicking than I do. But you don't – this isn't a – oh, Jordan Morgan's going to get stronger. He's going to get better with this. He can work through some stuff. You don't have that luxury as a kicker. You have to have it now. And with a team that is a championship – what were you? Did I miss something? The championship –
I was getting information on what the commotion was upstairs.
It looked like it was – what did you get? What kind of package did you get? What did you get?
I don't think that's what it was. I didn't mean to distract you. Just continue with your thoughts.
Now I don't even know where I was going. But you don't – kicking, you don't have that option. It's the ultimate zero sum. You make or miss. And if you miss too many, you don't get the chance to grow. Anders got more of a chance to grow because they thought,
They didn't know they were going to be good.
This young man stepping into this is a championship or bust squad.
Yeah,
You ain't going to have – let me tell you something. You might get a week. Longwell said he had the one kick. If he hadn't made 12 in a row, if that was the opening game or if that was – I don't know how long he gets.
Because they're the defending
Super
Bowl champs.
That certainly was a championship team.
Sure. So, look, I don't have Doc Brown's time machine. I can't go back and have them use their 2 7th-round picks on a potential Mark Tauscher or Donald Driver or Adam Timmerman. So instead they trade them and they take Trace back. I, again, as I have been on record saying multiple times, I feel like Goody has overreacted, and this is probably why he doesn't come on our show. I feel like he overreacted to the outcomes of playoff games each of the last 2 years. Well, we got to get bigger on the offensive line. We got to do things differently there because we got pushed around by Philly. Now, our kicker missed 3 kicks. And by the way, I am not absolving Brandon McManus of missing 3 kicks.
He hits a low cut, though. He hits a lower cut is what I heard.
He does. You heard him say, you heard Ryan say that. He's got experience. He's done it in the league for over a decade. My point is, when I asked Goody after he drafted Trey Smack, why do you want to get back on the rookie kickers, even the good ones, go through more peaks and valleys and ups and downs than proven kickers? And you're right. It's my bias. I don't think you should ever draft a specialist. I think you should find specialists that have gone through the growing pains and the process of learning how to kick in this league or punt in this league with some other team and let them stink there. And then once they figured it out, then you grab them. Now, that's not true of every rookie kicker. There have been rookie kickers, including Ryan Longwell, by the way, who have succeeded. So that doesn't mean we're not writing. I surely am not. Maybe Jesse is. But I am not writing off Trey Smack. But once the pick is made, which is what has happened, which I didn't agree with, now it's how do we make sure that this guy succeeds? And it would seem to me that, by the way, I would actually rather have him miss a 35-yarder yesterday and go 5 for 9 in that practice last week, because then it forces him to take a hard look in the mirror and say, okay, what do I need to do better? What do I need to do differently? Do I need to talk to Ryan Longwell? As opposed to if he's just going along, making all of his kicks, and then it starts to be an issue, at least now you have time to fix it.
That sounds a little copey, if I'm being honest. I want my kicker
making
all of their...
I'm not coping. No, but remember, I'm not a fan. I don't need to
know.
Cope. So if he sucks, that's a story. If he's great, that's a story. It doesn't bother me.
What's the better story if he sucks? Probably for you, it would.
I am not here to cheer against anyone's success or failure. What I will say is Ryan Longwell turned out to be,
great story,
with the possible exception of Mark Tauscher, one of the greatest stories I've covered during my career.
Hmm. So the story's better if he's not good.
The story's better if Lucas Haversick kicks like 3 game winners in the first 3 weeks, and he's the kicker instead.
So yes. I get what you're saying about having humility and working on things and not, you know, having success. He has success, and then all's going to be – and then when the pressure moments come. But I think, you know, Jesse panicking back there as I'm listening to Ryan go through it, I'm thinking to myself – there's a lot of Jessies.
Not alone.
There's a lot of Jessies out in the Packer fan base.
I think
I'm not going to panic yet. I'll say this. I'm more concerned after listening to Ryan than I was when I walked in this studio this morning.
I was a 1 out of 10 going into that conversation with Ryan Longwell, saying this is a non-story. It's just because it's the only question mark with a team pretty much returning everybody about what they're going to be this year, that it's been overinflated from OTAs and minicamp. Now, I'm like full-on panic and like hope we play in domes in the playoffs this year, because apparently this dude sucks at figuring out how to win.
We won't be able to play at home. That's just kind of been the standard.
Like, hope the Lions win the division, so we go play there.
Jesse, was that a tacit acknowledgement yet again that my booking of guests turns out to be, while inconsistent and infrequent, I probably have a pretty good idea of when to have certain people on the show. Is that what that was there?
Ryan Longwell.
Just wait. Is somebody complaining about you booking
whoever,
a guest?
I
don't think I've ever complained to you about you.
I didn't complain about Ryan Longwell being on
that. Oh, Jesse did.
I did not. I was looking forward to
it. You just made it sound like you didn't even understand why we're having him on.
Ryan Longwell and Jordy Nelson are my mom's 2 favorite Packers of all time.
And you talked to one of them this week.
Am I too mean to you? Is that why she's...
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't change that.
I'll see
Mrs.
her next
Nelson.
Week. I'll ask her about you next week.
I feel
week,
like but, I should at least be top two.
I can tell you, Ryan Longwell and Jordy Nelson are for sure in the top two.
That is very disappointing. I am going to need to plead my case to your mom on air.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, I should now that sounds like something to look forward to next
week. I should definitely be a little bit higher up on that list.
When I was a kid in the backyard and I had one of those little like plastic goalposts you put up, we play football, and she said, you should be a kicker like Ryan Longwell.
There
and
you go.
I did not.
Instead, but you hit too high of a ball.
Instead, you're a second baseman for the Mallards.
All right, I want to get to some reaction. The Carbless Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Carbless list is more. Do you feel better, worse, or the same about the Packers kicking situation based on what you heard from Ryan Longwell? For
who's
all the attention.
Who's feeling better?
Jason, apparently.
No, he does.
I feel better. Ryan Longwell is on the case.
I feel so
it's like
great.
Having Columbo
you feel better
or
about
Lenny
Ryan
Briscoe
Longwell. You
on
don't
the
feel
case.
You feel better about Trey Smack that he has to change his whole ball flight.
Feels so great that they traded up to draft this kicker whose skill set doesn't match at all what the great kickers in Green Bay have ever done, and he's got to change everything in 3 months before we go on a Super Bowl crusade in 2026. Yep, feels great.
Yeah, not a fan. Not my problem. What I am, I may not be a fan, but I am a UW Credit Union member, just like old T.
I am a proud member of UW Credit Union. Here for every U. We got some fun stuff cooking, too. Keep your eyes out. We got some fun stuff cooking with some NIL athletes. They're out in the community everywhere. UW Credit Union is everywhere, all throughout the state of Wisconsin. They have great rates. And, of course, I tell you all about the time about that great app that they have. Go ahead, join UW Credit Union today. UWCU.org to get started. Terms and conditions do apply.
We'll get to your responses about Trey Smack. Jesse seems to be smacked down by Ryan Longwell's call. We'll get to your thoughts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So, Jesse, you feel worse, correct?
Yeah. I went from a 1 to a 9 on the panic meter.
A 9's a high panic.
Honest to God.
Tausch, you feel the same as Jesse?
I'm not to a 9, but do I feel better? I wasn't really feeling anything. I was like, it's not a big deal. He missed the 35-yarder. Longwell missed one in Philly. Like, that stuff happens. But all of the concerns that Ryan brought up about a guy that he's had a relationship with and all of the things that he needs to do in order to be successful. Here I thought this kid was, you know, kryptonite was strong. Like that's
so
stuck
it's a
out
strong
to me.
Word, yeah. Lois.
Changing ball flight, changing the way you kick, changing your mentality.
For a rookie that they traded up to
three
get.
Three things that are kind of important.
It's one thing if it's like a free agent you're bringing in midseason because your guy got hurt and they got to figure
it
out.
I am on the team. I'm on Team Wilde. I don't ever. And I said when they draft, I wasn't even around when they drafted him, but then that show on Monday, I'm like, nah, I don't like it. Because it adds another layer of pressure to a spot that's already filled with pressure on a team that you think is championship caliber. I didn't like it then, and I hope this kid figures it out. But it sounds like he's got a lot of things he's got to figure out.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I think having Ryan Longwell on the case is a good thing.
Who said he's on the case?
You don't even know if he's on the case, though.
He already talked to Trey Smack.
The Packers need to hire him as a consultant. Ryan's not going to just keep giving free advice out. He's a paid consultant.
He came on our show for free.
He's not
going to
come in. He's not going to come in and do your walls and your floors for nothing. He's going to come remodel.
It's a different thing.
It's not a different thing. It's the same business.
Trey Smack says after 1 week of OTAs, oh boy, I'm going to need you. What?
You understand, Jason? You understand how consultants work, right?
I do.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Like, you understand, it's not like every time something happens, I'm just going to call them. That's friends. There's a fee that comes with consulting.
All right. Well, the Packers have plenty of money.
Well, you love spending people's money, don't you?
I love spending the Packers money. Sure, yeah, seems I'm fine like with that. But if you're gonna, you've drafted the kicker. It is too late to say you shouldn't draft specialists, which I believe and you believe.
But it's not too late.
It's too late it's now. Too you late. Did it already. Now you got to fix him.
Is that royalty free? that part I'm not going to disagree with, but I'm going to tell you something, man. This is not – you ain't got 6 months. This isn't – if Longwell's buying this house and Trace Mack's the house, he ain't got 6 months to get it renovated. That thing needs to be renovated on the market by middle of August,
right?
Early September.
You could have just kept Brandon McManus.
And you know supply chain issues with everything going on in the world. It's tough now.
You just can't get a kicker through the Strait of Hormuz. It's frustrating.
Especially with a high hook.
The fact that Ryan Longwell said that he kicked a similar ball coming out of Cal and he figured it out at Lambeau Field tells me that with the proper guidance, and yes, do I think that they should help augment the Ryan Longwell fixer-upper fund by paying him to give more advice to their kicker? I do. He said he knows Cam Acord. So there is a connection there. I don't want to make too big of a mountain out of the molehill of the 35-yarder he missed yesterday. I am going to write about this. That's why I called Ryan. But I don't think, just because Jesse's freaking out, man. Like, if this was going on and we hadn't talked to Ryan Longwell and we didn't understand a guy with some very insightful...
I love Ryan Longwell, but I felt a heck of a lot better about this before we talked.
I would rather not talk to Ryan Longwell and felt better about it.
Now, you want to be an ostrich
I
and
do.
Put your head in the sand, yeah, go ahead.
For a couple of months, yeah.
And then you lose three of your first four because your kicker stinks. Now he's working on it. He can fix it. Let's take a quick call, and then we'll take a break and get to some of your texts. Let's go to Don in Sun Prairie. Don, are you freaking out, man, like these two are?
No, I'm not freaking out. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Great call with Ryan Longwell. I want to know what we need to do to get him as a special teams coach on the Packers.
Money. Pay him.
GoFundMe.
Well, Kyle, you got money. Let's go for it.
You think paying Ryan Longwell to be a consultant for the Packers? I have no. I want you drafting a kicker that's ready to go and is going to make kicks right away.
Or not drafting one at all.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better, though, listening to Ryan Longwell. Yeah, I know the kid's got some problems, but I'm sure that they can work it out. Especially the insight that Ryan gave them.
Sure. I definitely hope that's the case. But, Don, let me ask you this, since you're being all Will D-esque today, which is great. Did you
that sound
feel,
like an insult.
When you listen to Ryan talk, you feel better about the kicking situation than you did before he joined the show at 9:30?
Better is not the correct word, no.
Okay, what is the correct word?
I'm optimistic that things are going to work itself out.
Okay, I'll join that club. I think it's going to work itself out one way or the other. Doesn't mean it's going to be with Trace Mack. Doesn't mean it won't
work
be with
out
Trace.
That Haversick's going to kick. Yeah.
Yeah, Talk. No, I was a little concerned. I didn't know that about the kicking experiences, the difference in the ball.
No.
That was very insightful.
Very insightful. Yeah, absolutely.
And very disturbing, I guess, or disconcerting.
There you go.
The fact that he's got a lot to work on.
He does.
But still, I still have faith that he's going to be able to work it out. And if not, we all just got Haversick.
There you go.
Don, would you have drafted a kicker? Yes or no?
No. No.
No. Right. Thank
Never.
You.
Never.
Yeah. We all agree. We all agree. Thanks, Don. We appreciate the call. We'll get to your text coming up. If your home is ready for an update, you got two choices.
Call Longwell.
Either call Ryan Longwell, or you can swing into Steinhoffels for their buy more, save more sale. That's the right time to do it. You can save $100 when you spend $999. You save $200. When you spend $1,999, you save $300 when you spend $2,900, so on and so forth. And again, maybe Ryan Longwell can give you some insight like he's giving insight to Trey Smack as well. From sectionals and dining sets to bedroom furniture and more, you'll find everything you need to upgrade your space for less. Plus, now through Monday, you can take an extra 20% off all clearance I'm going to have to get over there. I love the clearance section. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader, so shop them in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Relax! It's Steinhoffel's. Get your texts on the Carbless Talking text line next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Portion of the Carbless Talk and text line. Jesse, is there anyone in my camp?
First, there are a lot who are saying great interview. They really appreciated really Ryan Longwell's
interview. Yeah, he was awesome.
So I won't put any of those up, but a lot of text saying.
Well, why? Really, you don't want to build Jason and I up?
It's redundant for 10 texts to say, wow, that was a great interview. That was super insightful. I learned a lot, but I just want to know that a lot of our fans really appreciated the insight from Ryan Longwell. So I just wanted to share that with everybody here. Now, that being said, Rob in Michigan, maybe he, Trace Mack, is already making adjustments, and that's why he's missing and finding his groove. That's not the vibe that I got from Ryan Longwell's insights on it. Jason, do you feel differently?
Yeah, I didn't talk to Trey yesterday after practice. I don't know what went wrong on the 35-yarder. I would like to – I do not want to contribute significantly.
Too much apex, I think. Ball was too much of an apex.
To the pressure that's already on him. I was the one who talked to him after the 5-for-9 day, and then I came up to him after he went 7-for-8 and said, hey, I'm not going to only talk to you when you have a bad day, but isn't this kind of the reality of being a kicker, that there's going to be good days and bad days. How are you handling it? And look, he seems very earnest and he seems very dedicated to doing a good job. So he didn't come off as cocky, like he had all the answers. Again, I have heard Ryan Longwell tell that check story previously. He's also told a story about calling his dad and saying, I think I got a chance based on the mentality that this other guy's got. And it turned out he was right.
It's too bad he didn't met Chili yet. He would have said he would have had a chance to have a chance.
God, that was so fun. We got to get Chili on. I got to message him after the show. Yes, he might be experimenting now. And by the way, if you're going to miss kicks, obviously you don't want to miss them at all. But if you're going to miss kicks, the place to miss them is when you're experimenting at practice so you can get better so when the games actually count, you make them.
But no, let's just be fair to whoever, Rob in Michigan and Jason. Nobody said he's experimenting. We don't know if he's experimenting. I'm guessing he's trying to make the kick yesterday, and he hasn't all of a sudden said, I'm going to change from a high hook to a low cut.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he is already experimenting with the low cut.
That would be a fun question to ask. Do I believe that he didn't just go to what his default mechanism was when he's got a game-winning kick in practice and he wants to impress his team? My hunch is he's going to try to make the kick the way he makes kicks.
Right. Fair. Very fair.
Or do you think he lines up and says, you know what, Matty? I'm going to hit a little low cut here. I do that when I golf. I'll say, I'm going to hit a little high draw here. And then I'll shank it left.
In the woods.
That's the way it goes, yeah.
Stephen Lake Forest, I thought this was a fun text. It would seem that changing...
Home of the Bears.
It would seem that changing the trajectory on a kick in the time required to make a team would be so challenging with muscle memory. Such an interesting interview with Ryan Longwell, smart guy from Stephen Lake Forest. So, yeah.
Agreed.
Like, it would seem like... drafting a kicker in the sixth round, trading up to take him, and then asking him to change a lot of what he does to fit the skill set would be a problem.
In fairness, these same conversations, had we done a show in 2005, those same conversations about one Aaron Charles Rogers and Jeff Tedford and the little ball up by your chin deal, that would have also been the case, and that worked out pretty well. So,
he wasn't being asked to be the starter right away.
I'm still not saying panic by any stretch. All I'm saying is that was I'm not going to use the term disturbing like Don did. It was eye-opening.
Enlightening.
Yeah, enlightening. Yeah. Like Pippi Longstocking.
What is it with you and Pippi Longstocking?
People also
lately?
On the text line enjoyed the Pippi Longstocking with Homer the other
She's
day.
She's got unexpected expectations, yeah. Right? Old Pip?
Right? Old Pip. I don't know her story
Isn't
well
Isn't that
enough.
The name of the book, Unexpected Expectations? Isn't that, or something Expectations?
Great
that,
Expectations?
Something with Pippi was
thought the book was just
I don't
Pippi
think
Longstocking.
She's in Great Expectations.
One more text from a 254 area code. Remember to give us
where
your name and where you're texting from.
Let's guess. Yeah. 254.
I do know it. I looked it up.
New Hampshire.
You are conflating.
I'm going to say New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is incorrect.
You're conflating.
Oh, he's stuck on
Pippi Pip. Longstocking.
Is it Albuquerque? Are we dealing with New Mexico again?
Nope. Central Texas. Waco okay. area. Waco, right. Texas.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Great Expectations, the character in Great Expectations is Pip. And now it's become Pippi Longstocking.
Just wait, Pippi Longstocking has
Charles
the curly
Dickens
hair, right?
The
ponytails?
Long stockings are her signature thing, yeah.
But what did she do?
I don't actually know. I think
Jason, you're the book
I
person.
Don't. I am not familiar with Pippi Longstocking's game.
I don't know
I
what
don't
her
know
what
it.
Her signature moment
you
was.
You went to journalism school and you know anything about Pippi Longstocking?
So the 254 text is this. How about you just wait until preseason and everything instead of freaking out right now about a kicker? Let's see what happens in the next 2 months. 254, that's what I said before Ryan Longwell came on with
us.
Yeah,
we shouldn't have had Ryan on then, and I wouldn't be freaking out. And by the way, I am not freaking out.
Now who's the ostrich, 254?
Yeah, I'm not going to freak out about it, but if you don't come away from listening to Ryan Longwell, who is one of the great kickers in the history of this great organization, and listening to what he said, if you aren't at least a little taken aback, you are an ostrich. And that's fine. Ostriches, they make good meat. It's a good bird. Fast. Quick.
It's not. They make good meat?
Yeah, ostrich is a healthy meat. Yeah.
Don't put your head in the sand.
Hall of Fame ostrich.
Don't put your head in the sand if you've been injured in an accident. Make the call to the best team in town. Gruber Law Offices. Again, I tell you this all the time. It's because I mean it. I hope you never have to call David and Steven and the team over there. I hope never, ever, ever, ever. Because then you've never been injured in an accident. But if you have been injured, you need to make the right choice, just like you need to pick the right kicker or not pick a kicker at all. So make the call. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. All right, Jesse, I assume being so nimble, you have changed today's trivia category to either kickers who failed in the NFL or the effects of kryptonite or Lambeau, the swirling winds of Lambeau. What's today's category?
Well, it is kicking.
World Cup
fever. Today's Wilde and Tausch trivia category.
I got the anecdote.
World Cup fever is today's trivia category with the U.S. men's national team kicking off at 8 o'clock tonight.
Now, do the women's do that on a different year?
They're next year, yeah.
They don't go every other?
No.
Like the
they do 1 year, and then the following year is the women, and then they take 2 years off.
By the way, that was one of those.
Why would they take 2 years off? Why wouldn't they just split it?
Well, I think it's so that the Women's World Cup doesn't coincide with the Summer Olympics.
Oh, I'm sure there's a reason. There's a reason for it. I'm glad that you, I think, maybe laid it out, but we're not sure.
By the way, Brandi Chastain's goal with that 99 U.S. women's team was also one of those unifying moments that you were asking about the other day that a few people responded to.
You think
with
she's
we never
still, if she
them.
Had to do it over, would still take her top off?
I do.
You think that's exactly how she wanted to play it out?
I think so.
Because that's what I think the lasting image of that is.
It's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
It's a hell of a deal.
It's a heck of a photo. There's 48 teams in the World Cup. And then teams will be eliminated. We're not going to take caller 48. Let's take caller 20. Caller 20 right now.
Why do we
right
get
now?
So soft on callers? You're going 200 before. Now you're going to go down to 22?
Not for trivia. Why don't you give away some Iron Jock gear, then we can get the numbers back up. 844-770-3776. Caller 20.
You're an old curmudgeon, man.
I was a little pouty. Yeah. It was yesterday's Wilde.
At least he waited until 11 o'clock. High caller numbers for trivia.
It's just patently not true.
No, that is true. He's right. He was just a little pouty about it. A little strong of a retort.
When we, All right, I ain't gonna get in a fight. It's a Friday. I'm just gonna.
It's 11:03. Well, it's only 12 minutes before the witching hour. Go ahead, bring it. Caller 20 right now. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia next. It's Wilding Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
There's more question marks now.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
There's just more uncertainty with this group than there was even pre-Micah last year.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
Things in my life that bring me joy, but one of them when it comes to this show is first-time contestants, and we're about to have one in Wilde and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Vortex Golf, rangefinders you can bet on, and by Cousin Subs. Have a grad to celebrate? Purchase $30 in Cousin Subs gift cards and receive a free 7.5-inch sub. Cousin Subs, they believe in better.
Let us welcome in our contestant, and as predicted, or as stated, he is a first-time contestant. It is Michael in Oregon. Michael, good morning. Unless you're in the state of Oregon, then I stand corrected. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Very good.
All right, here we go. Are you but before we start, are you panicked about the Packers kicking situation? Yes or no?
Nah. Not yet.
Okay. Sound like a fairly reasonable individual.
Did you listen to Ryan Longwell's 30-minute conversation with us?
No, I did not. I was at a dinner party.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that and then later. Do that and then come back and then
you're at a dentist appointment and then you turned us on and now you're playing trivia. What a day you've had. That's a full day.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one in the category of World Cup fever. Is this
speaking of that? How is the girls' soccer team? Are they still advancing on, or where are we at? Because great high school soccer there.
Yeah, I probably should know that, but my two girls are very little,
okay. So
they're not anywhere near that age yet. So I do
all
not
right,
know.
Yeah. Powerhouse.
That they're is a future powerhouse. Panthers.
It's a powerhouse program.
That's right.
Eric Anderson and his family prominent in there. All right, here we go. Michael, question one is this. Which opponent does the U.S. men's national team face tonight to begin their run in the 2026 FIFA World Cup? Is it Paraguay, Uruguay, or Senegue?
I'm gonna take a stab and say not the last one.
Safe.
Let's see. Paraguay? Let's go with that one.
Paraguay is correct. Well done. Did Tausch leave?
He's hanging out here with me in the
Jesse wanted me to draw today, so I wanted to come in and I wanna get some of these hot buttons. Hot keys.
Yeah, hot buttons.
Do I draw
Question
yet,
two.
Not yet. Okay.
Question two, Michael, is this, what an operation this is. Which country located in the Middle East hosted the most recent FIFA World Cup in 2022? Was it Qatar, Saudi Arabia, or Kazakhstan?
Qatar.
Indeed. Two for two. Tausch, that's the part where you're supposed to hit the, there you go. Good work.
Thank you.
Question three.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
All three of the World Cup games scheduled for the U.S. men's national team in the group stage will be played at stadiums home to football teams in which division? Is it in the AFC West, the AFC East, or the NFC West?
I believe they're out in SoFi, right? So NFC West.
There you have it. Well done on the buttons, yes. So, Jesse, before Tausch picks the winner, and Michael, you've got all four entries possible, so well done in your first time out. So, are they playing at multiple NFC West locations?
So, they're at SoFi tonight. They're at Lumen Stadium in Seattle for the second game against Australia. And then they're back at SoFi for the final game of the group stage. Yeah.
Go boo in a bar.
Thanks, Tausch.
I'll give a whether Ben Russell is.
All right, Tausch has picked this week's winner. I'm sure he has no idea what the number means since the numbering system
can't hear anything,
is so jacked
up. No, I'm all right. I can't hear anything. But number two.
That's Michael.
Oh.
He played on the fifth day of the week. Why on earth is he number two?
For that one?
Long story.
I don't have it.
Michael, congratulations.
I won.
Confidence.
You won.
Very sexy.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Well done. What a debut. Tausch will take down all your information. Or maybe he'll leave.
No, he won't.
But you are our winner for this week. Thanks for playing. We appreciate you. All right, that is Wildy and Tausch trivia. Hey, we got to start at the 11 o'clock hour. That'll happen in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.